Hello, my name is Sammy James, and I would like to welcome you to Boo-Ha-Ha Podcast. Here on Boo-Ha-Ha, we will have a different conversation every week on a horror or paranormal topic, and all of these conversations are with comedians like myself, who happen to also be horror or paranormal fans. We're going to talk about horror movies, horror books, but also some other stuff that might surprise you. And besides us all being comedians, this show also prioritizes voices that might not always be included in mainstream horror conversation. So a lot of these conversations are with people of color, trans people, queer people, disabled people, and the occasional straight and cis person as well. Anyway, I hope you enjoy the ride, and let's get going. Well, hi, how are you?
I'm really good. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks for doing this. I'm looking forward to it. And we are going to be talking about one of my favorite horror, I guess, monsters, but just like horror things. But I have my guests on this show introduce themselves. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, thank you. I am Alicia Hush. I am a comedian based out of New York, and I love horror. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, perfect intro, I think.
Beautiful. Thank you. Short and sweet.
Yeah. So first thing I ask on this before we get into the main topic, what was your introduction to horror?
Oddly enough, I think my intro to horror was actually the Goosebumps computer game. I don't remember really ever reading Goosebumps very much as a book or really watching the show.
Okay.
But I remember my dad bought me the video game.
Was it a video game?
Yes, it was a computer game, but it was really scary.
Okay.
Like escape from that's what it was, Escape from Horror Land. I think I had a crush on one of the characters.
Yep.
Standard.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, who hasn't had a crush on a video game?
A completely fake person. No less realistic than having a crush on Angelina Jolie or Brad Pitt, honestly.
You know, but it's like, I feel like video games and cartoons, like everyone's had one.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to. I think it's part of, you know, growing up and being interesting as a person.
Yep.
Yeah. So I was just Googling it now. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to ask, you need to tell me what the plot of this. I'm assuming you're escaping from Horrorland. That much I get.
Yes. So these kids, and there's the guy that I liked. So these kids, and this is going to be loose because I have not played this in recent years. These kids get sucked into a haunted house land, I think. I want to say they get sucked into a computer game, maybe. I can't remember how they get into Warland, but there's like, it's every kind of monster. There's werewolves. That was like, I could never get past the werewolf. You have to like get the, you know how werewolves always have like items that like make them werewolves?
I mean, that's a thing sometimes.
Yeah. So this one had like a rabbit's foot that you had to steal from it, and it would eat you, and it was terrible. And I remember there was like this character that was like beheaded or something. It was great. I loved it, but I remember genuinely being afraid of it.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
Oh my God.
okay.
Goldblum was in this as a character, apparently. I wonder if this was a game based on a movie that they put out. It might have been.
Okay. Yeah, I'm seeing him. I looked it up. I'm like, oh, so he was
Mark
Dracula,
Hamill.
apparently.
Yeah.
That's
I
okay.
wonder if it was a com I think it was a computer game based off of a movie, maybe.
Okay.
I honestly don't know, unless computer games were just like so much more involved than I remember.
Yeah, I don't. Well, it just had the Wikipedia. It, Escape from Horrorland is a Goosebumps video game that was released in 1996.
Wow.
And I wasn't even the only Goosebumps video game, apparently.
No. It looks like there were several.
Yeah, so he was just in that video game.
That's incredible. That's true. He's so fun.
Yeah. And so
Fun.
one of the next episodes I'm recording, I'm going to be talking about just all of the movie iterations of Dracula th
Yeah.
throughout the years, and I'm like, now I have something new to talk about.
Just insane. Yeah. Possibly the best Dracula, I would say. I don't even remember, but I can't imagine it would be topped.
Yeah, I mean, there have been some bad ones.
There have been some really bad ones. I feel like the best ones are always the comedy ones, though. What was that movie, Dracula Dead and Loving It?
Yeah.
It's a great Dracula.
Yeah. But anyway, this episode isn't Dracula,
No, it
but
is not.
we have already mentioned the topic.
Yes.
Yeah. So
Yeah.
yeah, we are going to be talking about werewolves, and we've already gone a little bit into the mythos of werewolves. Just with that, because I feel like a lot of people know about the, you get bit by a werewolf, you turn into the werewolf.
Yeah.
But, and, because like when I was a kid, and I mean still am, but when I was a kid, I was so into them, and I'll get into my theories behind that a little later.
Werewolves, yeah.
But, I was reading like all the like werewolf like mythology I could find, just like getting, and a lot of the like ancient like origin myths, it's like cursed items that turn people into werewolves. Like an early one was like a belt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's like, yeah, it's interesting because like you get into like the historical and mythological versus like modern interpretations of it. Because like you said, like before I like w when I was younger, I thought you became a werewolf by being bit or scratched by a werewolf. And when you like look back at like when people really believed that like their neighbors were werewolves, it was like a completely different story. You know what I mean? Like they had like a belt or an ointment or like a weird fur vest that they would put on and were like, oh yeah, it turns me into a werewolf. Crazy,
Yeah,
right?
it was either that or they were like just a completely different race.
Oh, I did not know about that. That is
Just
terrible.
like wolf people.
That is truly insane. It also puts a lot of pressure on a belt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I'm trying to think of all the like stuff around it, but there was in like, I'm gonna say 1700s France, there's a famous case
That guy.
of a guy who claimed to be a werewolf.
There was this guy
He was
in.
a serial killer, and it was just like,
Oh,
no, it's just I didn't want to, but I'm a werewolf. It's like,
yeah, 100%. And then Yeah, 100%. And then there was like, because you know how in the US we had witch trials? In like a lot of countries
Oh,
in
yeah.
Europe, they had werewolf trials, which is so crazy. Like there was this guy, I remember reading about this guy in Germany who was killing people and told everyone that he couldn't help it because he was a werewolf and he had this like item or whatever. And they were like, well, how come I can hold the item and I don't turn into a werewolf? And he was like, oh, well, also, I obviously made a deal with the devil, so that's why it doesn't work for you. And then when they caught that guy, they killed his daughter too, just to be safe. It's so crazy. And I looked it up yesterday just to like reacquaint myself. They like tore his flesh off in chunks and like broke all of his arms and legs. He had the standard amount, just the regular two. And then they beheaded him. And I'm like, this is way crazier than, I mean, granted, should he have been killing people? No, absolutely not. Not condoning, not on board. But that's insane to also turn around and that's like your solution. You know?
I don't know if like I did it very like under my breath, but I did just heave like a heavy sigh. It had nothing to do with you or anything you're saying, but I was looking up because the next thing I was gonna say was that the movie, the classic horror film The Wolfman is actually responsible for all of the modern rules.
Oh, that's
Yeah, it's, I
fascinating.
mean, full, like, even, like, Full Moon, Silver Bullet, you turn into one if someone bites you. It's, like, all the, silver, it's all, and, like, maybe some of it, I might be mistaken with some, but I know, like, a huge amount of the modern mythos, it's just all that movie.
Yeah. Wild.
So I was just Googling the Wolfman, and the first thing that comes up is the 2010 Wolfman, and I'm like, no one is ever looking for that one.
No, and apparently, because I just Googled it as well, they're gonna make a remake. Another remake with Ryan Gosling. That's fascinating. The Wolfman 2010. I have to look at this.
And it's, I mean, and
No,
it had
bless
like
him.
Anthony Hopkins in it, and I'm just like,
No. He looks like a bat. Like a little fruit bat. That's not what a werewolf is, looks like. I was like looking up like some other stuff yesterday as well, and apparently werewolves date all the way back to like ancient Greek. Yeah, that's so crazy.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think. There was someone, I'm gonna say, I'm like, it was either, I'm gonna say like either Zeus or Athena, because they were like the big ones cursing
Yeah,
people. But it,
it was definitely Zeus. He gets like so he, but it's interesting because it also has to do with like flesh eating and like murder. Because I guess somebody served Zeus human flesh to eat and tricked him, and so he retaliated by turning all of his sons into wolves. And the guy's name was like King Light, I don't know how to say this, but Lycaon or Lycaon, which I'm guessing is probably where we get the term lycanthropy. That's insane. It's so crazy. All of this stuff coming through.
And then they also have Nordic folklore, and so the saga of Volsungs tells the story of a father and son who discovered wolf pelts that had the power to turn people into wolves for 10 days.
Just for 10 days? You only get 10 days of
So So of course they're like, oh, okay. They don the pelts, transform into wolves, and go on a killing rampage in the forest.
Right.
Well, you know, like you do.
As one does. That's
The
wild.
rampage ended when the father killed the son.
Oh.
Oh no, okay, just attacked the son, causing a fatal wound. Son survived because a kind raven gave the father a leaf with healing powers. Yep.
Okay. All of that checks out. I
Yeah.
have questions about that. I completely get it. That's happened to many people.
Yeah, there were a couple of these werewolf murderers. There's Pierre Bergoglio, who I think is who we were talking about,
The French guy, yeah.
and Michel Verdun. I'm gonna assume I am saying those perfectly.
I think we should.
They allegedly swore allegiance to the devil, and claimed to have ointment that turned them into wolves. Yeah.
It's just like it's so crazy, the mindset, which obviously if you're a serial murderer, you're probably not on the same brainwave as the rest of us to begin with, granted. But to try to account for what you've done by coming up with because in that time in France, who I mean, how prominent could this story of Zeus have possibly been? I would say it's probably not one of the better known stories for us anyway. So to just be like, you know what? I can actually explain all of my actions, and the explanation that is definitely real is that I have spoken with Satan, who I'm sure you're all familiar with in some way or another. And actually, you're never gonna believe this, but you need to. I am a werewolf. It's crazy. I'm like trying to think of the most elaborate lie that I've come up with, and I think it was just, yeah, sorry, can't make it, I'm babysitting. You know what I mean? Like, this is insane.
Okay, so there in many werewolf stories, I'm gonna see just how far this dates back. A person only turns, okay, in many werewolf stories, a person only turns into a wolf when the f with the full moon. And that theory may not be far-fetched. According to a study, a full moon brings out the beast in many humans.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Some stories claim people become wolves after being scratched or bit by a werewolf, but I'm trying to see, like, it just says stories on this article. I'm just trying to figure out if that is stuff that dates back to like mythology or if we're talking about, modern werewolf stories, because yeah, that's what most of them are now.
Yeah. I think there's also something that's like, if you're the seventh son of the seventh son,
Oh yeah.
then you're just born a werewolf.
Yeah, that's actually, I believe that's actually like involved with like Catholicism.
Fascinating.
It's
So I'd be interested to know what the significance of the seven is then.
and I think like there's still like some stuff, like it's even like there's like I think like there's like some like old like decrees in the Vatican that have just like never been denounced. They're like not acted upon, but they're that like if
That's
you're like the seventh son, you can't become a priest.
what? What is it with the number seven? I mean, listen, I don't think anybody
Seven
needs
deadly sins, maybe? I don't know.
maybe that they were like, listen, six is good enough.
Yeah,
That's
no,
it.
but it, Catholicism, you can't have it both ways, because it's oh, so seven is bad, but also 666?
Yeah, that's true. Oh, wow. I didn't even think of
Come
that.
on. What numbers are okay? No 13? What numbers are okay?
Maybe. So, okay, so this says to if you are the seventh son of the seventh son, in order to prevent becoming a werewolf, you have to be baptized in seven different churches. That's, I mean,
Yeah, okay, yes, there are medical conditions thought to have encouraged werewolf mania throughout history. So there is lycanthropy, a rare psychological condition that causes
yeah.
people to believe they're changing into an animal.
Yeah.
Food poisoning, apparently. And I'm like, okay. Rabies. Rabies makes perfect sense to me.
Rabies makes absolute sense. Jeez Louise.
And hallucinogenic herbs, which, yeah.
For sure.
You know, and I mean, like, that was the medicine at the time, so.
Helping or hindering, who knows?
It's like, yeah, so
So
we
crazy.
thought, so they got bit by an animal. We gave them these mushrooms. Apparently the mushrooms are making them into a werewolf. Can't possibly be anything else that the
Yeah.
mushrooms are doing.
I would love some of those mushrooms.
And there's also hypertrichosis, a rare genetic disorder, which I know about this, which causes excessive hair growth. And they.
Oh, yeah.
And there's actually a famous family. Who from I'm trying to think, but there's like a famous South American family. Who like they like all have it, and they're like famous amongst like circus sideshows.
Oh, interesting. Very interesting. So I think there's also something where if you drink water out of a werewolf paw print, you can turn into a werewolf as well. That's definitely seems something that's very deliberate. Apparently they don't like salt. Do you know anything about that?
Werewolves?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I don't think dogs like salt.
Oh,
So
fascinating. That
maybe
might be
that.
it. That might be it. Werewolf epidemic. This is great. Oh, the lycanthropy linked with puberty.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. How to spot a werewolf. I really feel like you'll know it when you see it. I'm gonna skip that list. Yeah, werewolf god from Scandinavia. This is fascinating. Did you ever see there was a Goosebumps that I think I did see this one that was all about werewolf?
Oh,
What
yeah.
was the werewolf from somewhere? Goosebumps werewolf. Werewolf of Fever Swamp. Yeah. This is terrifying. Goosebumps did it well, you know?
Yeah.
Looking at these photos, I'm like, this looks, I mean, this has got to be what, 90s? This looks great. It's amazing.
So,
Were you afraid of werewolves when you were younger?
mean, actually, like, werewolves have always been my favorite.
Yeah,
They have
same.
always been my favorite. And like as a kid, like I honestly like wanted to I had this fantasy that I was a werewolf.
That's amazing.
It was, you know, it wasn't a belief, but I was just like, God,
That's another
I
belief.
just want to be a werewolf. Yeah.
That's
So
amazing.
I found something, the true weaknesses of a werewolf. Werewolves are not invulnerable. They can get hurt or killed with more traditional weapons. But the true way to kill one is removing the head and limbs. So, those French
Oh.
people, they knew what they were doing.
They were, yeah, they had done
Yeah.
their Wikipedia
Also,
research as well.
fire. So, you do all three, that's even better.
It's even better.
Ooh, according to this, the salt thing, not true.
Not true.
I'm
That's
like,
good. Try
that's
it.
apparently just like a more modern.
Yeah, because I know witches don't like
Yeah.
salt. Right?
And so one theory is that they can be they're weakened by mercury, and I'm like, yeah, that's everything.
That's literally
Yeah, I'm
everything.
like, okay.
So, standard fare. Try not to get it on your own hands as well whilst handling.
Yeah. But so this is, more, regularly a horror movie podcast. Do you have a favorite werewolf movie?
So, I think mine would probably be. You're gonna think that this is really lame, but I
Okay.
always really liked Red Riding Hood
Okay.
with Amanda Seyfried a lot. Have you seen that one?
I've seen it. I thought it was fine.
Yeah,
Like, no, like
it's
I was fine. I was like, yeah, this is fine.
the thing that I like about it is when. Is I think I'm like you in the sense that I want to be the monster. And in Red Riding, she turns out to be the monster, the main character does. And so I was like, oh, right. Well, that's what I want. So I want the film where it's like from the monster's perspective the whole time. So I like that one a lot. I do like also The Company of Wolves.
Oh, yeah.
It's so fun. Angela Lansbury, that's insane that they got her to do
Yeah.
that. I think Underworld is another good one,
Oh,
a
yeah.
classic.
Yeah, and I mean, there have been some really good werewolf movies. There have been some really bad
Oh,
werewolf
God.
movies.
I would say the bad probably far outweighs the good.
Yeah.
You know, what was the one? I remember seeing one in high school, maybe.
Okay.
Blood and Chocolate. Is that, am I making
That's
that up?
one. That's one.
With Christina Ricci. Is that what
Oh,
you
the
mean?
one with Christina Ricci is cursed.
Yes.
I'm like, no, I was gonna say, I'm like, I actually thought Blood and Chocolate was good, was
Yeah, I like Blood and Chocolate. I thought that one was really good.
Yeah, oh yeah, and it's yeah, curse is bad.
Yes. Yeah. It's not
Yeah.
it's
Oh, have you ever seen Wolves?
No, I have not seen that
It's
one.
so bad. It's like
Wolves.
an entire movie about the True Blood werewolves.
Oh no.
I think Jason Momoa is in it. So I mean there's like
So you go for Jason Momoa and you
Yeah, it,
go for nothing else.
he plays the villain in it.
Oh, he plays the wolf, I'm
Yeah.
assuming.
Whoa, I mean everyone plays it's called Wolves. They're all wolves.
Wolves, that's fascinating.
Let me see. Oh, it has 25% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well,
Too high. Too high.
that's amazing. Have you ever seen the there's an it's not a movie, but there's a TV show on Netflix based off of a book
Oh,
called
yeah.
Blood.
But and I really liked the first season.
Do you know what I'm talking about
Yeah, no,
though?
I know exactly what you're talking about, and I read the book and I liked the
Me
first.
too, because I liked the show so
I liked
much.
the first season.
What was it?
The other two seasons, not so much.
I didn't care for this. Oh, Hemlock Grove.
Yes.
Yes, the first season is fantastic. I didn't care. I
Yeah.
didn't watch the third, and I didn't.
Once you get into those weird stingray people, I'm out.
Yeah. I don't even know what you're
What
talking
was
about.
that?
I completely. And yeah, but the first season is great, and it's like very dark, and like it doesn't take itself
Yeah.
too seriously, and it's like followable.
Yeah,
But also,
and that was much more like traditional werewolf.
yeah, exactly. Yeah, which was really cool. And then you get like a little bit of a mix from that other guy's monster, whatever he is, a vampire.
He's a fucking vampire. They don't
Yeah.
call them that, but they're, listen, you're a werewolf, you're a vampire.
Yeah, 100%. And then he ended up going on to play, he plays the clown now from It. Very cool. Very cool. What is your favorite werewolf movie?
I mean, The Howling is great. I mean, probably Ginger Snaps.
I don't think I've seen Ginger Snaps either.
Oh, it's
So
I episode over. No, I'm kidding.
yeah, this is the one that has what's her face in it?
Yeah, Emily Perkins.
Yeah.
Yep.
What is the one? There was another one. This one has been on my list for a while, but there's another one that's been on my list. What was it called? Oh, fuck, I can't remember. It's also fun to watch these movies because I feel like so many horror films have actors right before they really pop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Jennifer Aniston from The Swamp Creature.
You mean Jennifer Anderson from Leprechaun? Because
Or
that was her
yes.
first movie.
Yes, that's what it was. Amazing.
May we never forget.
Amazing. What is the werewolf movie that has the girl from True Blood?
I'm trying to think. I was gonna talk about this. I don't know if she also did another like specifically werewolf movie, but I believe you were thinking of Trick or Treat, which I was gonna
Yes.
br it's a horror anthology, and it's like she and her sister are werewolves, but you don't find that out till
Yeah.
they're like and they're like going hunting on Halloween.
Yes,
Yeah,
yes, yes,
no,
yes.
that I was gonna bring that up as one of my favorite.
That has been on my list for about a year now, and I still have not seen it. I need to do that. I'll do that tonight. Would love to do that.
But
Oh, terrible.
also, have you ever seen, I believe it's called Bad Moon?
No.
Which is it's pretty good. I think it was like 1995,
Ooh,
but
yes, 96. And the poster is wonderful.
yeah, and it's but it's this guy who a werewolf kills his dog.
Oh.
Oh, and it's a great freaking revenge horror. He's just like, I'm gonna find out who this werewolf is. I'm gonna kill them.
All for the sake of his dog. Yeah, what happens if a werewolf bites a dog?
I don't know, but I do know in one of those like belt myths, the guy like threw it of it's I believe that at one point it gets like used as a dog's collar and the dog turns into a werewolf.
Oh, fascinating. I'm seeing some images of body parts flung into trees. So that's very promising. It's just, I think also needs to be said is that I think werewolves are probably one of the hardest creatures to create on a screen. I think that, I mean, even the CGI ones, it's a very hard look to pull off.
Yeah, and it's... Speaking of werewolves, there's my dog. I knew it was going to happen eventually. Yeah, but it's, I mean, when a werewolf is good in a movie, it's really good.
Yeah.
When they're bad, they're really bad.
What's also great is, like, when it's good, you are afraid of that specific one.
Oh, yeah.
And not the idea in general.
Yeah, and I mean, like, there are some really good ones. I don't know that... My dog has some. She has some opinions. What's your favorite werewolf, Maggie? Which one? Oh, not.
Whoa.
But you're making me close the door, Maggie. If I get heat stroke, it's on you. Yeah. So, audience, we're recording this on a 90-degree day. The door has been open for all of this, but I guess not anymore. But yeah, so I was gonna say, I don't know that American Werewolf in London will be topped.
Right.
That transformation is just so good.
Perfect. It's also because it's like so slow in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're just like watching it happen, where it feels like you're watching it happen for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's like something that's very cool about monsters and of this kind, where you're like, dog is man's best friend. And then you've got this thing that's like completely taken advantage of that, if you think about it. But it's like, it's the human part that makes it the monster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's not the wolf part. It's the man.
Yeah. Yeah. And
that corrupts.
And also, like, I honestly, like, the original Wolfman is one of my favorite horror movies. I don't know why I didn't bring that up with favorite werewolf movie.
I saw. Yeah.
But it's,
we watch some of these as well.
Yeah, it's probably those three, like Wolfman, Ginger Snaps, American Werewolf in London.
Have you seen Where?
No, I've actually had never even heard of it till I was Googling werewolf movies, and now I'm very interested.
I'm very interested because that happened to me last night too. I was like, I have no idea what this is.
Yeah.
But it looks great.
Yeah.
What do you know what the last werewolf movie you watched was?
I rewatched The Howling a while ago.
Oh, fun.
Let's see. I did find a list of what are considered the best werewolf transformations. American Werewolf in London is number one, followed by Company of Wolves.
Company of Wolves is so fun.
Yeah. The Howling.
Yeah.
And especially that final scene is so good.
It stays with you. I'll say that to a reader or a listener, I guess.
Yeah. And how many Howling movies have they made? There have been a lot now.
I have no idea.
I know they become just campier and campier.
And that's good, I feel like. You know, some good horror comes from a lot of camp.
Yeah. Bad Moon is fourth on the list of best transformations.
Well, I found a list that has... so they have number one is the Wolfman.
Okay.
Number two is Ginger Snaps, also a perfectly valid.
Yeah, both of those.
Yeah. Number three, Twilight.
I've never seen a Twilight movie.
I would say that they are not horror films and they are not werewolf films. I would say that it doesn't belong on this list.
Yeah, and it's like, I mean, I don't judge people who enjoy, because I'm like, listen, I've never read the book, I've never seen the movie. I hear they get a lot of flack. I'm not going to be part of it because I just don't know.
That's good because they'll probably come for you.
Oh, don't yeah. Silver Bullet is on this list, and that's one I posted on social media just to see like what movies people wanted me to cover. Ginger Snaps was the first one, and I was like, oh, don't worry, we're talking about Ginger Snaps.
Do you remember when Lindsay Lohan made a werewolf movie?
What?
Yeah.
What?
What was it called? Hold on. Among the Shadows. It is.
Actually, I think I've seen that.
It's yeah. It, please watch it if you haven't. Honestly, get some wine if you partake in hallucinogens or other kinds of recreational drugs. It's very fun to there's I mean there's a lot there for you to enjoy if you're not sober.
Silver Bullet was a good one. I feel like that's a good early horror movie.
Yeah. So
That's a good like first horror movie. I mean, it's scary. If you're if it really is, there are some movies that like you kind of just discount because like you've seen them. But like there are some like Silver Bullet, I feel like first time I saw that, it was freaking scary.
I don't think I've seen that one in like probably 10 years. Yeah. This would have been way back in ages ago. It is good though.
And I'm trying to think, wait, if in Ginger Snaps, I'm trying to think, were there other way, I'm trying to think if there were other ways to kill the werewolf, because I know they're having them eat Wolfsbane to heal them, but I can't remember if there was also like the option of just killing her.
I thought the wolf's though. Oh, I can't remember either now.
For
I feel like I'm gonna make
Ginger
up my own
Snaps.
storyline.
Yeah. I know they're you I know they're getting the Wolfsbane. And like she ends up using it on the asshole guy.
Yeah. So now is Wolfsbane something that people can count on for this kind of thing?
Apparently it can be a cure. Depend it's a little iffy as to whether it cures or kills, so it depends on what theory you're using. And
Fascinating.
I think like Wolfsbane is just poison. If
That, yeah, because I know that I've seen it in like horror, I mean like witch movies. They cook with it.
okay.
I think Sally from Nightmare Before Christmas uses it in her little stew.
Yep.
But I don't know much about how that relates back to our guys.
And I'm actually so happy to see a certain movie on this list. I rewatched it recently. Actually, this might have been the last werewolf movie I saw. And I was so it there were some parts that held up, but I was really just disappointed with how homophobic the movie was. But Monster Squad is on this list.
I don't think I have seen that.
And it's just like the freaking, you know, gay F word is used so much in that movie. And I'm like, this is a PG movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, the fucking age.
Yeah. No kidding.
But yeah, there is a great werewolf transformation in that. And they end up defeating the wolfman by kicking him in the nuts.
Classic. Classic maneuver.
Yeah. And that werewolf, like, he was trying to be good. You know, once he turned into a werewolf, he was one of the villains. But that starts with him, like, calling the police. It's like, you need to arrest me. You need to lock me up. Or,
yeah.
You know, but there are monsters in town. And it's like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Have you seen Being Human? From the UK?
Yes.
Yeah. I think the werewolf in that is also fantastic.
I loved that. And God, there are so many things. We're at 45 minute territory, so I want to like quickly talk about things that we haven't talked about.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I love Teen Wolf is the worst werewolf transformation on this list. And yeah,
never seen it.
And that's another one that I'm just like, God, freaking, yeah. It's honestly like horror movies in 1987. The scariest thing about 1987, and Teen Wolf isn't a horror movie, but you know what I mean. But
right, just
the scariest thing about movies in 1987 is the homophobia. It's just like so many. I'm like, and there are like movies that come to mind that I'm like, God, that movie's so homophobic. I'll Google it. I'm like, yeah, 1987.
There we go.
But have you ever seen the series Bitten?
So I watched, I think, the first season. I don't think I've seen the rest. I actually didn't think it was that bad.
I loved Bitten, and I'm sure I know there are a lot of people who didn't like it. I will happily call it a guilty pleasure, but I'm not guilty. Like, I'm like, no, I fucking loved that show.
Yeah, I remember liking it too. But I can't remember who, I'm like Googling it now. I remember the main girl and none of these other people. So I guess.
Yeah, I really liked the one guy. So when he died in the one season, I was really upset.
What I did like about the show is that they were a pack.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's interesting because usually in like werewolf standard, most of them, it's one person.
Yeah, and I loved the character Logan on that show. So like when he died, I was kind of like, it like, but I ended up watching the final season anyway.
There was another show about. It doesn't matter because it wasn't as good. And it was like a TV show about a lot of different monsters, if you will, living in a single gated community.
I think I might know what you're talking about.
I can't remember where I saw that.
Yeah. But so a few more things that I just really want to get to.
Yeah.
But I have, now this is a guilty pleasure, but I have a favorite. There's only two, but there's going to be a third one. So like I have one of my favorite book series right now is a lesbian werewolf romance series. And it's like, listen, it's like, I've never read romance novels before. And like, it got me with werewolves. Like, the horror is just, it's real. Like, the horror, the action, they're all just, you know, they're up to snuff. I made it like 20 pages into the first book, and I'm like, oh, this is like, like, I mean, like, yeah, it's horror, but like, God, this is like steamy. I'm like,
wait, what's it called again?
It's called, I don't know the series, but the first one is called Five Moons Rising, and the second one is Hunter's Descent. And they're called they're by Lise McTagg.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't. I'm there. I recommend them. Yeah. And listen. I am on the asexual spectrum, so if I'm recommending a romance novel, it's fucking good.
Yeah.
Like, it's good.
That's an endorsement if I've ever heard one, so I will add this to my Amazon cart. And I will tell you very shortly whether or not it is on Prime. Give me one second.
I bought them off Amazon, so yeah,
we are on Prime. That means 2-day delivery, you guys. You could have this book by Friday.
Yeah. I mean, if you feel like supporting Amazon.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. That is a complete.
Yeah. I bought both of these a while ago.
Yeah.
And only because I could only find them there.
Yeah. Barnes & Noble has them as well. If you do not good. Want to
do that.
I recommend the Barnes & Noble route as well.
Yeah, and a friend of mine, I gave it to my best friend after I read it. And like, it took her like a year to finally read it. And then one day we were out to eat and she just pulls it out of her bag and she's just like, oh, this book. Yep. And so she's just like, now I have it for you. Is it okay if I give this to someone else? I'm like, yeah. So it's just being passed around our friend group right now.
That's the lifeblood of a book. Yeah. You know, to be passed.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, like, speaking of queer werewolves, this is a bit of a segue. And it goes, and I said that I would go into this, when I said up top that, like, I grew up wanting to be a werewolf.
Yeah.
And I have found that I don't know, if it's the case for cis queer people, but I have found I was not the only trans person to have had this fascination with, like, part human, part animal creatures. Yeah. It's like, and I, because it's come up in conversations with other trans people. It's just like, oh, you were really into werewolves too? It's like, oh, you know, that actually makes a little bit of sense. It's like, yeah, it's because, like, I guess, like, as a prepubescent and pubescent kid, like, that's how I could, like, articulate just wanting to change my body.
That's actually really amazing.
And it's and especially, like, I've heard, like mer people are apparently, like, a big, there's a lot of, like, retconned trans ownership.
That's fascinating as well. I do prefer werewolves over the mer people, but I can see the validation in both.
Yeah.
We should make that the new queer icon. You know how we had we had the boogeyman or whatever it was?
Or the Babadook.
Yeah. I'd say let's do this instead.
Yeah.
It's classic.
Yeah, and it's like, oh no, the Babadook was a queer icon like Dumbledore was gay. Like, let's be honest. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It just... I don't care about this Babadook, I'll be honest with you. I don't get it. I'm not interested in... I'm ready to move on.
Also, I mean, I mentioned Dumbledore. I guess we could talk about the Lupin werewolf in the Harry Potter books, but, like, first, fuck J.K. Rowling.
I'm a werewolf, though.
Yeah.
I'm a werewolf. Lupin, very fun werewolf.
Yeah.
And then what's the bad one, though? Greyback?
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah. I can't remember. Finn, yeah. I don't remember.
Yeah. You know what? Lupin was a trans metaphor. How do you like that, J.K. Rowling? Yeah. Now we're claiming him.
You heard it here first?
Yeah. This podcast is not, when it is finally dropped, is not going to end up with me being attacked on the internet at all. I've only talked about horror on the internet and, you know, and said, fuck J.K. Rowling. Nothing bad will happen to me.
Yeah, but you'll have, like, the horror fans on your side. And I think that we're pretty, like... rowdy bunch to have to deal with.
I mean, it depends. I've found, like, I think, like, horror fans, that's one of the, I think horror fans are like video game fans, where it's like, it's either the most accepting or the least accepting group of people you will ever meet.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. Yeah. Do you know what I read recently that's interesting about, like, fans, like, scary movie fans and horror fans, is that, matchmakers on, like, paid websites,
okay,
like Match and eHarmony and stuff, use that question as a litmus test for compatibility, because it's like a big indicator into somebody's, like, personality,
mm-hmm.
which I think is fascinating.
Yeah. But, yeah, so is there any final thing you'd like to talk about as far as werewolves? Anything we haven't talked about?
I don't know about werewolves. You said up front if there was anything, like, under...
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm definitely gonna ask that soon. I was kind of just getting to, before we get into that.
I'm sure I'll think of a million things to talk about werewolves as soon as we end this call.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's how it works. But first thing I ask as we wrap up my podcasts is, have you ever had a real paranormal experience? Maybe a belt that turned you into a wolf?
I did not, but I am in the market. I actually have not had anything personal happen. Which is awful, in my opinion. But no, unfortunately, I don't have any stories.
Yeah, and that's, don't feel bad. That's what most people have said.
That's good to
hear.
It's
been like every episode has been like, no, but I'm open to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had a few people who I haven't recorded the episodes yet, but I've had a few people who have said, like, oh yeah, I definitely have one. I'll plan to talk to you about it. And I'm like, oh good, because I so I don't need to get rid of the question.
I need it. Yeah.
So, next thing, what is an underrated horror movie, horror genre? Just something that you think people should check out if they haven't.
So I have two, actually. Yeah. One is one of my favorite. It's not werewolf, it's vampire, it's a spoof on Nosferatu.
Okay.
I think it's called In the Shadows.
Oh, yeah.
It is amazing. It's a shadow of a vampire, that's what it's
Yeah,
called.
yep,
It's
yeah.
truly
It's
hilarious.
like they're making the movie, right?
Yeah,
Oh
but
yeah. It's
they
so
find
good.
a guy who's a real werewolf and just
Vampire.
thinking, oh my God, yeah, vampire. It is so fucking funny. It's got like William Dafoe, it's
Oh yeah. No,
John Malkovich.
it
It's
is so good.
amazing. It is so fucking funny. I don't know if I'm allowed to curse. I'm so sorry.
I've been cursing this whole time.
Okay, just playing, just as a blanket statement. The other one is my friend Erica recommended this to me recently, and it is on Shudder, which is a website. It's like a streaming website specifically for horror.
Oh, I know.
Oh
I know
yeah,
Shudder.
it's amazing. There is a like a documentary, if you will, called Horror Noir, and it's specifically
Oh, yes.
about like the
Yes.
Black community contribution to horror films. And like the first episode, the whole episode is just Tony Todd, the guy who played Candyman. And I mean, the whole thing is great, but it's so cool to like see the insight and like it's I really recommend it. It's amazing.
Yeah, and as you were saying Shudder, I was like sitting here like kind of just like ready to go. I'm just like, oh, if I haven't seen this, whatever it is she's saying,
It's
if I haven't seen something on Shudder, I need to.
you have to. Yeah, it's
But
great.
yeah, no, I've definitely seen horror noir, and that's something I recommend to people a lot. They
Yeah.
have the documentary movie and the docu podcast series,
Yeah,
which
it's
is
so
like the
good.
complete uncut interviews from the movie.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be my recommendation.
Okay. And final thing is I have my guests. I end with letting you just plug anything you have going on, any social media, anything you want to share. Now is your time.
Yeah, I am on Twitter at Alicia Hush. I also have an Instagram, but it's not as fun. But if you want to just stare at selfies that I've taken over the years, that is available to you. I don't have anything going on as I am in quarantine, but I'll be on this podcast and I'm looking forward to that.
Great. Yeah, well, thank you so much for talking to me about horror movies today.
Thank you.
Werewolves were one of the first things I wanted to get done on this, so I really appreciate it.
I was so excited to see that you were doing something like this. This is very fun.
Yeah, but thank you, and thank you everyone for listening to Boo Ha Ha. We'll be back next week, or will we?
Or will we?